Welcome. You are listening to Living, Loving and Learning, the blog and podcast on SolomonArrow.com.
It is difficult to defeat a patient person, for he has the courageous endurance that does not quit. He is confident that it is either he wins or he wins, even if it takes forever. Hello there, my name is Solomon Arrow, and I am delighted to have you listening in. Today, I am speaking on the topic, The Fruit of the Spirit, Part 2. Presently, we continue our discussion on the fruit of the Spirit, and we will be dealing with patience, which is also known as long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness. Let us start with patience or long-suffering. According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word is makrothumei, quite a jaw-breaking word, from the same as longanimity, that is forbearance or fortitude, long-suffering, patience. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Recently, a sister reminded me of a series that I had taught several years ago titled Faith and Patience, The Winning Combination. It was a teaching that blessed her tremendously and has, by the grace of God, continued to impact her life several years after. Faith and patience are two sides of the same coin. They are indispensable for victorious Christian living. Patience is a fading virtue in the church today. What we have in some circles are aberrations such as Jehovah Sharp Sharp, Jehovah ATM. Such patterns are contrary to the character of God, and they betray mental and spiritual laziness on the part of followers of such ideas at best, and demonic influence upon the propagators at the worst. Lack of patience could be a manifestation of spiritual slothfulness. Some people think long-suffering means submitting to suffering for a long time. That is far from the truth. A person may be suffering for a long time and still be an impatient person. However, his impatience might just be a major contributor to his continued suffering. I discovered this note in Vine's Expository Dictionary of Biblical Words. Long-suffering is that quality of self-restraint in the face of provocation, which does not hastily retaliate or promptly punishes. It is the opposite of anger and is associated with mercy. Patience is the quality that does not surrender to circumstances nor succumb under trial. It is the opposite of despondency and is associated with hope. Patience and long-suffering are akin to the word magnanimity, which Webster defines as greatness of mind, that elevation or dignity of soul which encounters danger and trouble with tranquility and firmness, which raises the possessor above average and makes him delight in acts of benevolence, which makes him disdain injustice and meanness, and prompts him to sacrifice personal ease, interests, and safety for the accomplishment of useful and noble objects. It is difficult to defeat a patient person, for he has the courageous endurance not to quit. He is confident that it is either he wins or he wins, even if it takes forever. Secondly, is gentleness or kindness. The Greek word here is krestotes, usefulness, that is moral excellence in character or demeanor. Gentleness, good. Kindness. Gentleness is one of the qualities which the spirit-filled believer expresses towards other people. gentleness is that disposition of heart that motivates us to treat others with kindness and tenderness. And be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. In kindness and tenderness is forgiveness. Martin Luther King Jr., on a recorded sermon on which he spoke in Matthew 10:16, stated that when Jesus said that we should be wise as serpents and harmless as doves, he meant that we should be tough-minded and tender-hearted. Nevertheless, you have hard-hearted people and some strong-headed, while others are lily-livered or weak-minded. They stand for nothing and fall for everything. To have a tough mind and a tender heart are not incongruous, but complementary. A kind person need not fear that he would be taken for granted, because having both a tender heart and a tough mind, he would not be swayed in a direction that is inconsistent with the directions of the Holy Spirit in dealing with those he has been kind towards. To be gentle is to have power, and yet have the presence of mind to control it and not use it against others. Our capacity and encouragement to be kind are rooted in the kindness of the Lord towards us. But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which is shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Unfeigned benevolence is at the height of moral excellence. One cannot be said to be truly kind if he were to be unforgiving, even if he gave all that he had to charity or to his church. Finally, is goodness. Agathosune is the Greek word here. It is virtue or beneficence. It takes its root from the word agathos, which simply means good. Agathos is that which is inherently good by nature, consequently manifests that good-naturedness in thought, speech, deed, and character. It is the uprightness of heart. God is good, and it is from Him that all true goodness emanates. It is the nature and character of God that ultimately defines what is truly good. It is also the measure or yardstick to determine what is not good. That is to say, that whatever is not good in the eyes of God is indeed not good. True beneficence, which is active goodness, takes its cue from the goodness God Himself has shown to us. We love because He first loved us. Similarly, we are to be good to others because He is good to us. We are not to be good to people only because they are good to us, but because God is good to us. Besides, goodness, like grace, is love in action. Friends, the fruit of the Spirit is indeed love in action. Thank you. Do not forget to keep living, loving, and learning. This blog has been called from the book Criminals Behind the Pulpit, Exposing False Ministry and Unveiling True Ministry in the Church, which may be purchased on Amazon.com.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Solomon Arrow is an author, pastor, teacher, and speaker whose passion it is to help people become what God desires them to be, and through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, fulfill His plan and purpose for their lives. You can contact Solomon through his website, www.solomonarrow.com.